Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our weekly survey of the regional jazz scene. On today's show, we're going to hear a set by the Joe Locke Thomas Marriott Quartet recorded at Tula's earlier this month. Joe Locke has emerged as one of the top vibraphonists in jazz, and his most recent CD, Lay Down My Heart, quickly rose to the top of the list of most played CDs on jazz radio nationwide, and he's frequently named in jazz polls. He's New York-based, but tours all over the world and loves coming to Seattle, where he's developed some close musical relationships and has recorded several CDs here for the Origin record label, including some in conjunction with trumpet and flugelhorn player Thomas Marriott, who's also featured in this group. Thomas has appeared on more than 24 CDs as leader and sideman for Origin. He's one of the most in-demand trumpet and flugelhorn players in the region. He's often featured with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and he has also toured widely and has produced CDs for others. Jeff Johnson on bass and John Bishop on drums are also very much in demand as sidemen and frequently work as a team, as they do in this quartet at Tula's. Let's join them on stage at Tula's as Thomas Marriott is introducing Joe Locke.
It is really a pleasure and a privilege for us to bring to Seattle and to present one of the masters of the vibraphone, one of the masters of jazz in this day and age, someone who I am fortunate enough to call a good friend. Please put your hands together for Joe Locke on the vibraphone. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Invitation, opening this program with Joe Locke on vibes, Thomas Marriott, trumpet and flugelhorn, Jeff Johnson, bass, and John Bishop on drums, recorded in performance at Tula's Jazz Club. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Joe Locke.
It's good to be here. I just wanted to say a few words before we go on. I've been looking forward to coming and making music with these guys because I think that for me a place is always about the people. As a musician, it's about the family of musicians that I get a chance to make music with. These are three guys that I have a relationship with that I cherish, so it's special for me to be here tonight. Those of you who follow this music, I'm sure know the name of Bob Berg, the great saxophonist, who played with Miles Davis, Horace Silver, Cedar Walton, made many records of his own, really one of our great saxophonists. And he was a real personal hero to me. He kind of set an example for me when I first heard him on recordings. And I used to analyze his solos and learn his songs and follow his recordings. It took years to go from being someone who I admired from afar to someone who I could call a colleague and a friend. and we had a band together called Four Walls of Freedom. And when we were right in the middle of that project touring and making music, Bob was killed in a car accident. And as a matter of fact, it's just hitting me now, as I tell you this, that the last engagement Bob played, the last performance he did, was in Seattle at a short-lived club called About the Music. And it lasted a very short time. But I remember playing that last night at that club with Four Walls of Freedom with Bob and Gary Novak and Ed Howard. And I remember Bob putting his saxophone in his case, lighting a cigarette, and looking up at us and going, "That was a nice night." And that's something I'm going to cherish, that his last night of music making was a good night, and it was here in Seattle. Bob's funeral service was in East Hampton, New York, where he lived. Coming home from Bob's funeral, I got lost. It was a terribly sad day, and I was lost in Brooklyn on the Belt Parkway, and I tried to get my bearings and pulled over under the Verrazano Bridge. I looked up, and I saw the biggest fat orange low-hanging moon, biggest moon I'd ever seen. And I realized at that moment that it appeared to be rising out of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, the place where Bob was born and the place that informed so much of who he was as a person and definitely informed who he was as a musician. At that moment, I heard his saxophone playing as if he was in the back seat and had his horn out. I'm not an esoteric kind of cat, but I couldn't take it any other way but that it was a message of positivity, and it was a message that he was in a good place, and he was saying, you know, keep on keeping on, and I did. That was a memory that I'll never forget. And when I found my bearings, I got myself home and sat down at the piano, and I wrote this song. I'd like to play it for you now for the first time as a duet with Thomas, because Thomas can play this song with the soul that it needs to be played with, and because Thomas and I shared some music making with Bob when Thomas was living in New York. So we'd like to play this for you now as a duet. This is called Verrazano Moon, with love and respect for the great Bob Berg. Thank you.
you go, Thomas. Yeah, man.
It's a very beautiful original composition by vibist Joe Locke, titled Verrazano Moon, played by this quartet in performance at Tula's with Joe Locke on vibes, Thomas Marriott flugelhorn, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop at the drums. Recorded in performance and coming to you here today on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next, the quartet plays a great composition by Bobby Troup called The Meaning of the Blues. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe Locke on the vibraphone. That's what I'm talking about.
You're listening to Joe Locke and Thomas Marriott on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
We're going to slow it down. We're going to slow it down to feature Joe with the trio. Thank you.
Jeff Johnson, the bass. John Bishop. Thomas Marriott on trumpet and flugelhorn. And we'll see you all next time. Thanks for being here.
Joe Lott once again. Joe Lott on the microphone, everybody. Put your hands together. Let's hear it for Joe Lott on the fire, everybody.
Thank you. Father, Joe Lott.
You've been listening to the Joe Locke Thomas Marriott Quartet in performance at Tula's in Seattle with Joe Locke on vibes, Thomas Marriott on trumpet and flugelhorn, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop at the drums. All four are well represented on numerous CDs on the Origin record label. Joe Locke's most recent CD is Lay Down My Heart on the Motema label. Thanks to all the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's Jazz Northwest. Thanks also to the staff at Tula's for always making us feel welcome. The J. Thomas Big Band is playing there this afternoon at 4, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's tonight. Elsewhere, Pancho Sanchez and his Latin Jazz Band are playing the final night of their current engagement at Jazz Alley, and Kareem Candy Band plays at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door tonight. Coming up this week, Piano Starts Here celebrates Fats Waller, plus Zony Mash with horns at the Royal Room on Wednesday. The Vern Seeler Dectet plays at Boxley's in North Bend on Thursday, while Stephanie Porter sings an evening outdoor concert at PLU in Tacoma, and the Jeff Baker George Colligan Group plays at Tula's on Thursday. More info on the KPLU calendar, also a very complete calendar at earshot.org, as well as daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.